President Biden is anxious to get his relief package passed. Joining us on the KSRO live line is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us, when did the House pass the bill?
Yeah, very late, Friday night into Saturday. The president came out on Saturday and, a little bit of a victory speech saying this was great. It was the first step. He said, though, we're now one step closer to putting $1,400 into the pockets of Americans, one step closer to extending unemployment benefits to millions of Americans who are set to lose them on March 14th if this legislation does not pass. So now the president will turn his focus to the Senate. He's going to meet with them for a virtual lunch on Tuesday, push them to get this done and get it to his desk in the next 2 weeks. March 14th is the day when extended federal unemployment benefits will expire for millions of Americans. And the White House has said they do not want any gap in that. Even if it's just by a week, they don't want any Americans going without that extra help.
Now, why are Republicans opposed to the bill?
The big thing, and just kind of the top line thing, is the price tag. It's $1.9 trillion. You have Republicans saying that there was a $900 billion bill passed back in December. That was that COVID relief package signed around the holidays by former President Trump. And they just want to kind of wait and see how that aid goes out. They just don't like the cost of it. There are also the fact that there's $350 billion for state and local governments that's included in there, and they feel that that is not necessary at this time. So, the messaging on this is going to be pretty fierce, very partisan. You're going to see Democrats say that, with what we saw in the House the other day, that no Republicans voted to get aid out to Americans. You'll have Republicans say that this is just a Democratic wish list, where they're putting everything they wanted to do over the last couple of years into this and using COVID as their means to get it across the finish line. So a lot of partisanship, no surprise. But I think, you look at the polling on this. This isn't an opinion or, my take. The polling has shown 2/3 of Americans support this. They want to get aid out to small businesses. They want to get checks to Americans. The White House, the president, they're going to keep hammering away on that, saying the public is on their side on this.
Now, how much of this bill is direct payments? That's a big chunk of this, isn't it?
Yeah, $1,400 for millions of Americans. So that really adds up. It starts to phase out at $75,000. And when you get to $100,000 in income, it's zero. You don't get anything. The big things, too, are there's that. There's $170 billion for schools for reopening safely, costs and other issues that might need to be addressed over the next year. As I said, $350 billion in state and local aid. And another big thing is extending those unemployment benefits through the end of August. $400 per week, people who've been getting them since the beginning of the pandemic. That is set to expire on March 14th, and they're very concerned about it.
Now, a lot of the programs that are in this bill sort of target those who are low or middle income. How much of an impact do analysts say that this would have on people living in poverty in the United States?
In terms of long-term impact, I don't know that. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of this is focused on getting a big infusion right now.
Okay.
Just getting these checks out to people so they have something, a little extra. For the people who are getting those unemployment benefits, this is a big deal. This helps pay bills. Then they'll look at the state and local aid as cities have paid a lot of money to deal with the virus. They're also losing tax issues because businesses have been shut down. There's a lot of ripple effect beyond, just the actual costs directly associated with COVID-19, and they want to make sure that state and local governments don't start cutting benefits to people who need them.
Now, the Senate version is not going to include the minimum wage hike. Mm-hmm. And does that mean that this bill is going to have to go back to the House again for approval before the president can sign it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And if they do it simply, and kind of take it out and they say everyone's going to pass this, perhaps it can be done pretty easily. Mm-hmm. The issue would be if there's tense negotiations between two sides. Now, when the Democrats control both the House and the Senate, in theory, they should be able to work that out. It's not like, when it was Mitch McConnell running the Senate and he'd send a bill back to Nancy Pelosi and they would say, full stop. We're not moving forward. This should be smoother than that, but as we've seen, when you have these tight majorities like this, nothing is smooth.
How much of the opposition to this is because it's his first, the president's first legislation, and just sort of as a matter of principle and strategy to make the incoming president appear weaker, is this sort of a Republican stance?
Yeah, perhaps there is some of that, the politics of it, of just not wanting to give them a win right now. And that's where the Democrats say that is just a message that is not going to work for Americans. You know, when you do see the polling showing that people support this, it's a harder thing. The Democrats and White House officials will say that they believe their message on this is much better and it's more effective. And being the party of no just to play politics is not going to work during a pandemic.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Thanks.
That is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers.